nuestro fenómeno. La fuerza ancestral nos protege. Agua y bendición a seré. Entro práctico, táctico, metódico. Como un batajural melódico. Que no son todos los que están y de acocan. Orisha los bendice a todos.
Vamos a acuñar el hacha de Shango. Para vencer en la batalla. Ponle un poquito de miedo, chumpa. En un salaje de tu guada, caramelo a la guapa, que te abren los caminos, yema ya con su agua, te limpia el destino, cacarilla con perfume, palo malos ojos, y esta es la receta para tu despojo.
Yes, an ode there to the African connection in Cuba. That was a little piece of instrumental hip-hop by Al Ketz, a.k.a. Quetzal, from Havana. Not sure if you need to say both, a.k.a. you could choose one or the other. Anyways, Quetzal, let's say. Yassa at the Fifth Floor was the song in the album Drums Come From Africa, 2011 release right there. And before that, we heard from a legendary hip-hop group from Cuba, Orishas. Yes, Orishas. based in Havana. They've been playing since 99, almost 20 years, and they just put out their first album in a decade called Gourmet. And we heard the song entitled Despojame. Yes, from their new album, right there. So new hip-hop, and that was a big deal in Cuba when that came out. Orishas, by the way, are the name of the gods from West Africa in the Yoruba religion, and still strong African religious presence in parts of Cuba. Yes, so there are hundreds of Orishas. They are gods that are sent to Earth to teach humanity how to live and succeed on the Earth. Most of them are said to be deities previously existing in the spirit world, while others are humans who are recognized as deities upon their deaths due to extraordinary feats. So Orishas, very strong name for a band. And before that, hip-hop track, which actually has certainly some traditional like Latin rhythms in it, so you know, call it hybrid hip-hop, which is nice. Before that, we heard from music actually dedicated to those gods, the Orishas. And that was a band called Obatuke. The song was Orun Seko, dedicated to over 20 individual Orishas. We didn't hear the whole song. It was 8.5 minutes, but we heard probably the first 6 or something Orishas. Apologies to the other ones who didn't get played. But each one was just a drum rhythm. And as the rhythm changes, I imagine, though it hasn't been explained, I imagine it's dedicated to a different god or Orisha. So that band, Obatuke, from Santiago de Cuba, southeastern Cuba, and it seems a place with very strong African percussion roots. An 8-piece rumba collective led by renowned quinto player Carlos Guerra. Yes. The epicenter for the eastern rumba scene. And we hope you enjoyed it. That was a Yoruba Batatoke style track. And before that, we started off the set with who has been described as Cuba's greatest young singer, Daime Arocena. And from her new Cubafonia LP, we heard Elegua. And she is 26 years young, blowing up on the global music scene. And that song was really cool. Some hugely triumphant horns. And each song is a little bit different on her album. Yeah. We've heard some music. We will continue to hear more songs from Cuba. And this next one is just too much fun. This is a group, very obscure psychedelic funk band from 1977. They're called Grupo Los Yoyi, Y-O-Y-I. And the song here, Paco La Calle. So dug up recently, thanks to the internet. Enjoy the ride. Grupo Los Yoyi right here on Wandering Rhythms.
audio.
Thank you.
cero arrogancia, bajo el efecto de esa natural sustancia, observando y conservando la distancia de aquel que expresa de la ignorancia. Voy viendo frente sudando, miradas intranquilas, la bestia en su guarida, sus garras afilan, mano en la esquinal, Babilón vigila, escuchando Junior Camerzilla. Aquí muchas adolescentes con su mirada te fusilan, seduciendo some crazy killer. Por la madrugada ya su cuerpo alquilan, su especialidad turista, sexo y tequila. Otros en su mochila algo ilegal llevan, asumiendo el riesgo que esta acción conlleva. Con mucho tacto por el doble la juegan, bajo la consigna sálvese quien pueda. Casi todo el mundo en mi ciudad con emigra sueña, es que nuestro problema es interno y nos acaban de dar cuenta. Mientras veo solo caminando voy observando la ciudad. Está pasando por la calle, ando imágenes captando del comportamiento de la gente estudiando, ingenieros, bicitaxis manejando, médicos en bicicleta y nada mejorando, disidentes su doctrina proclamando y la seguridad del estado palostando, revolucionarios que se van decepcionando, este socialismo el cual va involucionando, muchos valores hoy se van deteriorando. Mis ojos todo se va marchitando, sigo avanzando, en ningún rostro veo paz, solo sufrimiento, hambre y necesidad, resignación, miedo, inconformidad, se respira en esta sociedad. Dice ya que casi todo el mundo en mi ciudad con emigrar sueña, es que nuestro problema es interno y nos acaban de dar cuenta. Mientras yo solo caminando voy observando la ciudad, llena, caminando voy yo observando la ciudad allá nace, caminando voy observando la ciudad.
Sick bass, hermanos. That was DJ Lapiz with the song Observando la Ciudad. Observing the city, or maybe watching the city. Yeah, DJ Lapiz, quite famous on the scene, hip-hop and reggae, and has produced a lot of musicians, including singer-rapper Danae Suarez, who we'll hear from next. Yeah, so there you go. Some reggae. And before that, we heard from Pancho Amat, a famous player of the tres, which is an instrument that looks like a guitar. But if you look even closer, zoom in on that neck, you'll see that there are six strings, also like a guitar, but they are double strings. So it's only three notes, but each one has two strings of equal strength. The point is that it is a famous instrument in Cuba, the tres. Also similar to the tiple in Colombia. But that musician right there, Pancho Amat, a renegade virtuoso player. He's from Guira de Melena, Cuba. He plays a style called son cubano, which is very unspecific. It just means Cuban sound, but it is a style, I guarantee. Yeah, we heard a song, very nice number, about cocaine, called La Cocainomana, which means cocaine addict. And I'm pretty sure he's saying don't be a cocaine addict, rather than the opposite. Yep, Pancho Amat. And before that, Grupo Los Yoyi, a very obscure band from the 70s, but they mix synthesizers and Cuban rhythms, and I like them a lot. The song was Paco La Calle, 77, Los Yoyi. That's right. And, well, this is the end of the program. I hope you enjoyed our trip through Cuba. I can't believe it's taken so long. Ironically, one of the most famous musical nations in the world was the last one we ever visited. How about that? What a twist. So stick around for the generic alternative. Coming up next, live in the studio, Alex Morris is warming things up, so to speak. And we're going to finish with Danny Suarez, rapper, vocalist, hairdresser, culinary... I'm just making stuff up now. No, she's great. Danny Suarez, famous. And this song is really interesting. It's a song of hers that has been done not underground, really, anymore, because you got the National Symphony Orchestra of some place, Cuba, I don't know, some National Symphony Orchestra, and Ben Folds, piano player of the Ben Folds Five, and Blake Mills. So this is some symphonic underground hip-hop. Definitely not street music anymore, but hey, still cool, interesting. The song is Yo Aprendi by Danny Suarez. Enjoy the trip. Uno amor, au revoir, adios, amigos. Hope you enjoyed the show. Till the next time. Hoo-ha!
Especializa en mentir para así construir un porvenir. Cuenta cuántas veces hemos desaparecer con solo una frase. Lo que no quisiéramos perder, se nos va la vida. Vamos dejando correr el tren con el amor que solo pasa una vez. Yo aprendí a no burlarme de nadie con arrogancia. Yo no sé cuáles serán mis circunstancias. La elegancia solo es cosa de ego. La ropa con la que mejor me veo es la del alma. Yo aprendí que la calma buena consejera a la hora de tomar decisiones certeras. Que yo no soy la más lista, pero con el oportunista debo ser una fiera. Y yo sé que no se puede equivocar como un ser humano normal, que tiene mucho valor que te perdone, pero más perdonar. Que no se puede pisotear la palabra, pisotear la moral. Que el amor no basta cuando el respeto no alcanza. Es como arar en el mar. No soy mejor que nadie, nadie es mejor que yo. Yo no entiendo cómo todos quieren parecerse, como la gente se clona, pierde su propia voz. No saben hacia dónde caminar al levantarse. Yo aprendí que quieren saber todo lo que piensan referente a mí. Es ser mi amenaza, es abrirle la puerta a la envidia, decirle cómo está, señora, entre en su casa, que pasan las cosas, pero los errores pesan, porque luego se aplastan, ay, porque luego te aplastan, como cadenas del alma. Yo sé cómo se extraña un hermano cuando te hace falta. Yo sé que a veces el que más sufre es el que más te ama. Yo sé que tendré otras madrugadas donde no tengo ni almohada. Ya yo comprendí que la vida es linda, pero no es un cuento de hadas. Yo sé que no se puede equivocar como un ser humano normal, que tiene mucho valor que te perdone. Que no se puede pisotear la palabra.
Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 is where you can listen to fresh new releases. From any genre, any day of the week. Visit cjsf.ca for the latest open mic schedule.